and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. I'm always so very grateful and so thankful for every opportunity I have to come before these airwaves. Anytime I come to the airwaves, I am always coming with a full heart and an intention to remind us that we are already so absolutely blessed with each and every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, for every step that we make. And in this now moment of eternity, we are in that place and space where it matters that we are absolutely rightly oriented in being these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence, whose presence is absolute and supreme, beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And that as we are applying ourselves wholeheartedly towards being completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified, that this is the right response to being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide. I am the one that's consistently bringing that conversation forward, because it is not an events conversation, because it's an agenda that has been in place for generations. And those of us who are living now, in order for us to really understand what real success is, we have to know that it is so far beyond what our socialization has been, what our religious training has given us, what our education has afforded us, in that being brought forward in a death culture requires that we be completely committed to serving life, and understanding that in order to do that, we have to have a love for the order and the laws that govern us. The system of things has taught us lawlessness. As the benefit to being grown, to be an adult, to be in a place where we could do what we want to do, the way we want to do it, dang anybody that gets in our way about it. But I'm saying that in light of there being absolute and supreme intelligence, that is all there is. It is not supremely intelligent to be in a place where you feel entitled to be killing yourselves. We're in a now moment that requires us to understand that from the time we were very, very young, we were getting the fairy tales, the comic strips, the cartoons, the stories, always having a protagonist and an antagonist, always dealing with this play between good and evil, good and bad, and all of this. And I'm just saying, but we never really were properly oriented in terms of our having an understanding as to who Satan, Lucifer, and the devil are. And from the time we were young, coming up under Flip Wilson and all of those ones, the devil made me do it, right? And so now we're looking at the reality that we are talking about the forces of divisiveness, that which has us in a place where we are divided within ourselves, when the individual should be indivisible. And as individual ones divided within yourselves, it is extremely difficult to do anything that makes sense when you do not exalt a full life's urge, where you feel entitled to do some things that you think are in your best interest, but otherwise you do a lot of things that are not in your best interest. In terms of feeding from the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame-laden, white sugar, candies, cigarettes, alcohol, tobacco, and all of this garbage that puts you in a place and space where you are no longer able to respond correctly and directly in any now moment towards your own greater good. And when we have so many ones who want to be respected as intelligent people, as men, the progenitor of lineages, and wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, who work on behalf of the alcohol, tobacco, sugar, meat, dairy, chicken, fish industries, then it becomes a serious issue. Because these are our family members, these are brothers and sisters and cousins and whatnot who drive these trucks, who make sure that these packaging is coming into our communities, that we are all seeing the effect of it. And where our parents and grandparents were dealing with these things for 50, 60, 70 years, we're seeing that the dementia and the Alzheimer's and whatnot is taking over. That they don't remember who they are, where they are, whose they are, who came through them. And we tuck our elders over here and tuck them over here so that they can be nursed on more and more death. As we have accepted death as the natural result, destiny, and fate of this life. So it's necessary to get some support in remembering that we dwell in the reality of an absolute and supreme reality that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We are already immersed in eternity. And with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, the intelligence of existence is animating us, has gifted itself to us, and it doesn't die. And then they have you thinking, well, okay, well, I can eat everything, I can do all of these things, and because I claim Jesus and I claim Allah and I do all these things, then I won't die. And I'm saying, no, death is shutting you out already. The sickness, the illness, and disease is the prelude to death. The adulteration, the carelessness with oneself, the greatest gift that you were given, you will throw yourself away. And then try to hold dear all of the material things, the polished wood, metal, and stone. You treat your cars better than you treat your body. Some of you treat your cars better than you treat your children. But you want to be respected as intelligent people. Say a majority of people are not going to say anything about it, but I'm the one that has to, because I am the one who realizes that you yourself are some of the most dynamic people on the planet. Why would we be sharing this now moment of eternity if we were not a part of the solution and the problem? The exaltation of life is what we should all be about. Regardless of what hue of people we are, from the blackest black to the lightest light, we are all here to serve life. There is nobody who has been authorized by the intelligence of existence, the will of existence, to be the perpetuators, the legislators of sickness, illness, disease, and death. It's popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and the path of prosperity. And think that the seeds that you've sown are going to end in something other than that which is harmonious with the nature of the seeds that have been sown. And so under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, then understand it is not going to end well for most people. But Mother Earth and Mother Nature deserve their liberation. Mother Earth and Mother Nature and her creatures deserve their liberations. There is no way that a humanity of 8 billion people can outlive the laws. When you support the violation of over 20 billion creatures on an annual basis, when the primary law was to love the Creator with our whole body, heart, mind, life, and soul, otherwise we were told not to kill. And to have killing become game and sport, and so many of you work on behalf of the gun manufacturers and whatnot, I'm just saying, a gun has no other purpose other than killing. It's not like swords and fencing and things that you can begin to create real skill with, but we have to come to a point and place where we understand that humanity and humankind, your lives hang in the balance, where you do not have the care to be reoriented and restored in the light of the truth of the supreme beings that you should really be functioning as. And it's extremely difficult to do that which is truly in your own best interest where you don't have the intent to do it. And to think that somebody is going to come out the sky and do for you what you will not do for yourself is delusion. And for all of the ones that fill the churches, and for all of the churches that can fill the domes, for us to come to a point and place where we do not understand that we cannot feed off the carcasses of dead animals and then still be in alignment with the truth of ourselves, that we have missed it after all of this time, that you're still believing that you're supposed to be eating some protein that is the flesh of a dead animal, really? And then you see all of this cancer, all this heart disease, all this obesity, all of these other issues, and what? You think it's natural? It's natural as a result of being in violation of the primary laws that govern your being. It's natural to be sick, ill, and diseased. But otherwise, if we were in harmony with the laws that govern us, there would be no sickness, illness, or no disease. And with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, that we would value ourselves to the greater degrees. And we would be investing in ourselves, understanding that the purpose in being on the planet is for the purpose of self-realization, self-actualization, and harmonization with the will of existence, the intelligence of existence, and to master this realm that is still governed by spiritual laws. But we want to be so focused on the gladiator sports and so focused on all the games that people play and justify why it is men should still be ownership over other men. And then not realize that there has to be a wholehearted intention towards fulfillment of the laws in order for us to truly be successful in our living. And to know that success in capitalism is not success in life. That being able to make goals and fulfill goals and set goals is not necessarily success in life. But being in a place where it matters to you, the substance and the quality of being that you are, who you're becoming as a result of the situations and circumstances that you are creating, so that you are the point of it all. You are the meaning and significance. You are the one who is growing and maturing, because all of what you are realizing in terms of adding the very substance and resubstantiating your very presence in the light of the truth of the one that you are is this point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, that this allows you to realign yourself with destiny. And destiny is off the planet. We've come to the planet through the wombs of our mothers, sparked by the sacred fluids from our fathers, and we should not be leaving here through the doors of death. But because they've taught you all that you're supposed to be dying, you continue to exalt the lie that you're supposed to die, and you've got to die from something. And so I'm saying, realigning and reattuning with absolute truth is a way that we are able to transcend, transform, and transmute everything into our greater good. To come to a point and place where you realize that you cannot continue to have your body parts cut out and it promote healing. You can't just keep having stents and shunts and stuff placed in your veins and your arteries and think that that's going to provide healing. It doesn't promote the healing. The healing is only going to come when you are diligent about being cleansed, when you are realizing that the body is the temple for the dwelling of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses, and have been converted into cemeteries for rotting carcasses as a result of being under the death culture supported by European culture gone mad all over the world. Well, they got you eating all kinds of flour and paste. Call it pastries and donuts and breads and toasts and cheese and pancakes and waffles and biscuits and dinner rolls and you understand, pop them out. And saw Mr. Pillsbury Doughboy, all white and fluffy. Have y'all in a place where you follow these ones. And I'm just saying is that this is what's causing all of the issues, is being in a place where we have forgotten who we are as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence. That way is not good for anybody at this point. And anybody that really cares to live is not going to live well off of that which is just slave food, filler food, stuff that just fills your belly up. Get you to a point where you don't complain. When you have a people who take over another people, their intention is to feed the people what is going to fill their bellies. Their intention has never been to provide high nutritional value so that they are able to get optimum cellular functioning, because it requires optimum cellular functioning in order to truly be able to think. And you must be able to think in order to really have an understanding and an understanding and a harmonious, resolute standing with that which allows you to stand as a conscious immortal. But no, they rather have y'all in a place where you feel like you got to die. And death has become multi-trillion dollar business. And where you have death is multi-trillion dollar business all over the world, then it's a problem all over the world. And those of us who are present and caring to reverse your issues from AIDS to zits, I don't care what it is, you are the god or the goddess that dwells in that temple. What you say goes. And they've got everybody afraid. And see, the issue in terms of seeing how much disease is being perpetuated, and then every disease becomes a multi-trillion dollar institution under its own name. And then they've got you putting all kinds of decals all over your places, all over your cars, and, you know, walking for this and walking for that and getting pledges and, you understand, supporting the research, when the research has been in for decades now. And the people have not enough love to tell you to stop feeding off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, Equal, Splenda, and all of this garbage that's making you sick. Because in the truth of it, every atom and every cell of your being, it's animated by an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We're breathing it. We are always in it. We cannot step outside of it. The earth herself is as big as a pin, the head of a pin, in relationship to the rest of all there is. But they got you all focused on what men are doing. And you spend all your time dealing with all of this, what you all call research, but then you're not paying attention to what you need in order to live and be vital in your life, in order to be in a place and space where you are creating happy homes and happy marriages that lay foundation for happy, well-adjusted children, that lay foundation for happier, even more well-adjusted grandchildren and great-grandchildren and great-great. You understand? See, that's the whole point in being divided and conquered, is so that we are not able to pull our resources and consciously cultivate our generational wealth. We are on a DNA lockdown because we are not doing that which is ours to do in consciously caring to be in harmony with the will of existence, the ways of existence, the laws of existence, the truth of existence that guarantee us the opportunity to be qualified for continuance in existence after our earth residency. Nah, but y'all just focus on who's winning the games. You understand? I mean, it's foolishness. multi-trillion dollar foolishness to the detriment of everything and everybody else. They'd rather move the people out the way, build big stadiums and whatnot, and displace people who've been there, whose families were there, whose great-grandparents had the land. You understand what I'm just saying? Is that your priorities are really skewed. Where you invest so much money into a lotto, into lotteries. So much money. Now, they'd lock up our great-grandfathers for playing the numbers, but then numbers becomes big multi-trillion dollar business in the lotteries, right? But then we got all these homeless people out here, and all of you invest so much money in taking a chance that you would win all this money, and you don't have a dang on bit of sense to know what to do with all that money if you were to get it. But we don't have enough love to apply ourselves wholeheartedly towards being completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified so that we can stand in the integrity of who we are as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence on behalf of life itself. Now I have you so distracted, you'll be distracted for a very long time because you are on the path of adulteration. And at the end of that path is death. Now, the issue is in the realm of eternity, how long will you be dead? Is it something that you can wake up from? And after creating so much blockage and obstruction neurologically, respiratorily, circulation, your endocrine functioning, your glandular functioning, your reproductive functioning, your digestive functioning, blockage and obstruction in terms of your limitative system and your lymphatic system and whatnot. I'm just saying that in 30, 40, 50 years of blockage and obstruction in all of your systems, are you not blocked and obstructed from being able to get out of that body as a living being? But they don't want you to think. They want you to just go on with the program and have you live your whole life being in violation of yourself, in violation of that which you refer to as God, in violation of the laws that are of God, and then think that when you die, you didn't actually die. You actually went somewhere better than where you already were in paradise, dwelling in the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence. Completely alive with each and every breath and every beat of your heart, but now that you're dead, you're somewhere better. I'm not quite sure about that. And not to say they're not better places, but just to say, how do you get to a better place when you were a walking contradiction in terms of your own inconsistency, contradiction, and hypocrisy, where you would not exalt a full life's urge to do that which was yours to do in honor of life itself, in honor of that which breathes you and beats your heart, in honor of the lineages that you represent. At some point, it needs to matter to us. And if you're at that point where it never matters, then you would have never matured. Because in maturity, it should make a difference as to what you're living for and what really matters to you. In maturity, it should make a difference that you are living your life with the conscious care to be a glory and an honor to the lineages that you represent. But if you don't care to mature, then you will never do it. Because there's nothing natural about the progression of immaturity and adulteration that 60 and 70 and 80 year olds never matured because they at no time made commitment to being all they were as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, that they never cared to master themselves. They were never conscientious in being successful consistently over time and exalting a full life's urge. See, this is the path of real maturity, is that you are willing to do whatever is required in order for you to experience the greater degrees of harmonization and alignment with your angels, your guides, your guardians, your ancients, and to be able to function under the auspices of your soul. We are in a now moment that is requiring us to make conscious choices and decisions that are truly representative of who we are as men, the progenitor of lineages, and wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages of people. Because your job is not your identity. Your pastimes and your play games and your play dates are not your identity. Your social security number and your driver's licenses and all, none of that is your identity. And when you ask the children, who are you? They say, well, my name is such and such. I say, but who are you? Well, my name, but who are you? Well, I didn't say, what are you? I said, who are you? Well, I don't know that. My mama didn't tell me that. We're in a place where we have to be realigned and reoriented in the purposes of existence and self-actualizing, self-realizing, and respecting that we each are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is the one eye that sees through every eye, and that there are no ones in existence that exists outside of the order of the whole of existence itself, and that the major lesson that we're here to understand is how the intelligence of existence is so intelligent that it has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everybody all at the same time. With our own unique gifts and talents and abilities, all to benefit this realm of activity, dwelling as these points of its own very presence. But nah, y'all don't want to be divine. You'd rather be sinful. You'd rather be wicked. You don't want to be godly. You call on God in times of fear and trouble. Call on God when you're having sex. Call on God, all these situations and circumstances, but you don't want to be godly. It's a problem. Because it is in the godliness, in the rightness, in the righteousness, in the love, in the harmony, in the order of our being, that we're able to experience the fullness of all of that which we were given as the children of that which we refer to as God. But the forces of Satan, Lucifer, and the devil, the church, government, and the corporate deities of death have you in a place and space where you are feeling entitled to be wrong. Entitled to march for your rights as opposed to being corrected after following those who've been wrong for so long. And so I'm the one to remind you that dwelling in a now moment of eternity is our gift and our blessing, and being able to think a better thought, to exalt a fuller life's urge, to ask for the correction, to seek, to find, to knock, to fast, to pray. We were given keys. And when we utilize these keys, then we also have the opportunity to use the keys that open the doors to not only abundant life, but conscious, eternal life. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.
Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you are inspired to meet me here every Thursday night. Thank you for caring to be with us than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who try to make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I'm so grateful for you, so thankful for you, and pray that you are always inspired, ever more motivated, and ever more committed and determined to walk in the fullness of the all that you are as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. For that is what I am always addressing and always speaking to. And in this now moment of eternity, it is for each and every one of us to get real about what we're living for, to be in a place and space where we are realizing that there is one real eye, one absolute eye that sees through every eye, and that for generations upon generations upon generations, the disregard and the disrespect and the disobedience of the laws of our being directly cannot continue to maintain and sustain us when we do not care to be committed to that which governs our existence directly. We are in a now moment where there's a massive exodus that is being extracted upon the planet, where the people have so many opportunities, so many of the doors called death to move you forward. Where you are not committed to being in light, where you're not committed to being in right, where you're not committed to walking in the fullness of the truth of your own being at this point of this absolute and supreme presence. It matters what we're living for. It matters that we are living and not dying. It matters that we are caring to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified so that we're living our best lives as these points of the absolute and supreme intelligence. But there is a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide. And for those of you who have been listening, you hear me speak to this all the time. And I'm telling you, there is no fence. You are either on the path of adulteration or you are on the path of your maturation. But you cannot be on the fence right now. We're in a now moment that requires us to be diligent and consistent over time in exalting a full life's urge, in caring to be corrected, in forgiving ourselves and everyone else for the trespasses, for the trepidations, for all of those violations and whatnot, because we have to get our hearts light as feathers in order to be in a place where the spirit of the true and living God and Goddess can be completely re-enthroned. These temples are under siege, just like they've gone into the tombs of the pharaohs and whatnot and robbed. They have created a frequency of robbing the temples of God and Goddess, of our treasures, of our essence, of our minerals, of our intelligence, of our wisdom, of our divinity, of our sense of duty, obligation, and responsibility to walk uprightly and righteously, to be in a place and space where we're uncompromising with the forces of wickedness, Satan, Lucifer, and the devil. And so I am encouraging you to realize that if you never hear my voice again, that I'm encouraging you to accept being the one that you are, because the one that you are is necessary in this now moment, or you would not be here. And you should not be in a place and space where you're so sick. You understand that that's what happens when sickness and illness and disease and whatnot take over you. You do not have a desire to truly live. But living is not a burden. And no matter what traps are being set through sensuality, sexuality, materiality, and all of the confusion and whatnot, the intelligence of existence is intelligent enough to always exalt itself. It has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everyone. And where we apply ourselves towards being whole, where we apply ourselves to no longer walking in divisiveness, where we apply ourselves towards being able to respond correctly and directly in any and every now moment towards the greater good, where we care to be victorious and triumphant as the children of God, the children of light, the children of love, to come to a point and place where we understand that the laws are exacting. And there is no way within hell, upon the earth, or beyond the earth that those who have no commitment to living can live. And that those who have no commitment to loving can truly live and be prosperous. And we're in a now moment where it's time for us to realize that there is no greater prosperity than the wealth of existence itself. That the intelligence of existence is the most precious gift. And we each already have it. But are you honoring it? We probably would never be able to name all of the love songs that have been written and sung over generations. And many of us, when we were young, we remember the songs that our parents used to dance to. And the ones that we really enjoyed, and the ones that we used to act like we were the Supremes and the Temptations and all of that. But the bottom line is that love is beyond just the music. The love is beyond just the melody. The love is beyond just the sentiment. Love is the power and the law of existence itself. It is the harmony of the truth. And in order for us to truly be successful in this life, we must know love. And in order to get to love, you have to really care to do it. And lust has nothing to do with it. The most wicked and vile ones think that they have love for somebody. But the truth is that if you do not love being and you do not love the intelligence of being, then you cannot properly love anything or anybody because you are out of alignment with the truth of yourself. And this impacts and affects every hue of people. There is no one on the planet who has been gifted to the planet to serve death. There's no one on the planet whose purpose it is to undermine the rights of other beings and other ones, other races and other nations to have the right to their lives and their resources. There is no one who has been authorized by the law of existence or the intelligence of existence or the will of God to be the legislators and the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as a livelihood. And there's nobody who has been permitted to be lawless as a result of your desire to be wealthy or to be rich. And what we see, and the examples that we've been given, is that you can be completely lawless and then think that you can prosper. And there is no prosperity in lawlessness because you will lose your rights to be continued in existence as a living soul. It is time for us to really have a reality check that we will never, ever have anything greater than who and what we already are, but naked. It is time for us to come to a point and place where we care to be righted. We care to forgive ourselves and forgive other ones. We care to master this realm through our application unto spiritual law. We are in a now moment that is requiring us to care to rise, care to resurrect, care to be in obeyance and obedience to the laws that govern us. On behalf of those who have come before us, on behalf of those who sacrificed and were sacrificed, on behalf of those who were lost through in the Middle Passages and in their sojourn from one continent to the next. Everybody has been impacted and affected by the darkness and the dimness and the wickedness of other ones. But we should be in a place and space where we realize that those ones who sacrificed and those ones who held up the light and those ones who were assassinated because they were exalting something that affected masses of people, that we cannot just acknowledge their birthdays. We cannot just give lip service and call their names every now and again. We are the ones who should be internalizing all of the light of all of those who had the light so that we are walking as the light. Because the light is the only sovereignty and victory possible over the darkness, the dimness, the sickness, the oblivion, and the gloom. And you've been socialized to be in a place where you're always looking for somebody else to be your savior, when you should be your own saving grace. And salvation comes as a result of our conscious intent to be whole. Salvation and grace and protection come as a result of our caring to be in obeyance and obedience unto the laws that govern us. Salvation and grace and protection come as a result of us being diligent and consistent in clearing, cleansing, and purifying our body temples so that we have the opportunity to be truly restored and re-enthroned as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence, whose presence is absolute and supreme. And no matter how much you all hear me and how much you listen to me, you still get distracted with these gladiator sports. You forget this is Greece and Rome all over again. You continue to exalt the right of men to own other men. You consistently exalt your job and your employer as your identity, your socioeconomics, your political affiliations, your nationalistic and religious affiliations as your identity. Your identity cannot be anything that man has created. For your identity is based upon you being this living, loving, intelligent, potent, breathing being that has capacity for thinking and tapping into the absolute and supreme intelligence with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts. The who that we each are is the one that absolutely is, has always been, shall always be. We should not be dying at all from anything whatsoever, for we are already dwelling in the realm of eternity. We are already immersed in the presence of this absolute and supreme presence. We are designed by it, not by men, not by scientists and physicists and farmers and pharmacists, and none of them designed us or the purpose for our being. And for those who have taken responsibility to give us some sense of what real success in life is, they did not take responsibility to be properly oriented as to what the purpose in existence is, and they should have left us the hell alone. And now duty, obligation, and responsibility is calling us to clear ourselves, cleanse ourselves, purify ourselves, because the body temples have been turned into cemeteries for rotting carcasses. This is why they want to vaccinate and inoculate everybody, because they know that you are nothing but walking pathogens. in all sickness, illness, and disease is as a result of the accumulation and the contraindication of all of the toxins and the poisons, the acidity, the insufficient oxygenation, the dehydration, the maggots, the worms, the parasites, and all of that. And we have to come to a point and place where there are enough of us that will raise completely up through the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, so that we are walking renewed and rebirth, because we are taking responsibility to create a bloodstream that bears no violation of violated beings, no inebriants, no intoxicants, no artificially colored, artificially flavored, no chemical poisons and all of that. But they have you in a place where you feel overwhelmed, where you do not really have the faith in the laws of God, the Spirit of God, the truth that is God, to think that you can triumph over it. Which is why you're submitting to all of these invasive procedures, where your body is so toxic already that the cancer, the lupus, the AIDS, the HIV, whatever. And then you go and sit with these people, and they give you more and more toxins, more and more poison. They will dialysize you. They will give you blood transfusions, but they won't do one dang going thing to open up your bowel. It's a problem. They'll feed you food that's been stored for 3 years. You go in and have your tonsils out, and then they're giving you ice cream. You go in and have an open heart surgery, and then you come back out and have Salisbury steak and potatoes that's been microwaved. I mean, really, have you forgotten that the intelligence of existence has provided everything that we need through Mother Earth, the herbs, the water, the fresh air and sunshine, our oxygenation, our breathing deeply according to our faith, so shall it be done. We should not be sick. And if we have sickened ourselves, now is our time to exalt a full effort and a full life's urge to be cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, so that we are revivified and we can walk as a resurrected people on behalf of the establishment of the eternal order and the eternal government, and to know that there is nothing that man can create that is greater than that which already exists. But they got you all so enthralled with everything that man is doing that you forget to pay attention to that which is timeless, your own beating heart, your own breath. They got you in a place where you will exalt the power of the thin line that is the chemtrail, then the fullness of the rest of all there is, as the earth is spinning in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. They got y'all psyched out. You want to talk about God, you want to call on God, but you don't want to be godly. You don't want to be righteous, you don't want to be clean. You don't want to be upright. And so therefore, you really don't want to be. Because being is the gift of the love of our Creator to us. And there's no such thing as independence. For we are completely interdependent upon all forces of existence itself, that which we have not even acknowledged and recognized exists. We're dependent upon. And now we're in a now moment that is calling us to rise completely up, so that our own talents, skills, and abilities, the gifts that we've been given through the wealth of our generations, that we can invoke it, call it forward, and harmonize our care, our will, our intention, our love, our passion, our enthusiasm, our zeal, our ability to see and to image and to visualize and to create, to bring it all to one point. That is the celebration of being itself. And that you don't mind giving up the wealth of yourself, because you are truly wealthy. And the way to generate more and more wealth is to give more and more of the wealth of yourself. Not to slave and work more and more and more and more hours where you don't have time for your children because you so busy on the plantation, as they say. You don't have time to cultivate your marriage because you're so busy paying bills. But to be whole requires that we're able to balance it all. But you can't really balance it if you have no faith and you have no trust. That even in your relaxation, even in your opportunity to pamper and to cultivate and to caress and to hold and to really love with a hands-on frequency of loving your children and loving your husbands and loving your wives, that in and of itself is going to be refreshment for you. That is going to add more to you than what money can give you. We're in a now moment that is so awesome and so auspicious because the laws are always working. And we have so much access to absolutely everything. But I have to really remind you that where you're 40 and 50 and 60 years old and you've been eating meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, alcohol, tobacco, sugar, and all of this dough, biscuits and pancakes and waffles and oatmeal and breakfast cereals and cow's milk and all of that, the cancer is already there. Do not wait to be diagnosed. And now they have so many stories that they put on the television and whatnot. And as soon as people acknowledge that the cancer is there, all of a sudden the whole frequency of the energy shifts and changes and they've accepted death as opposed to accepting the need to be cleansed, to purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, and revitalized. You go to these places called hospitals, man, the windows don't open. You don't have opportunity for fresh air when cancer cells cannot survive in a well-oxygenated environment, but you can't get that in a hospital. You have to be in a place and space where you do not allow them to poison you to the degree to which you can't get up and use the toilet and wipe your own behind. Because when it comes time to cleanse, don't nobody want to do that for you. I don't care how much they love you. So you get a chance to see how much they really love you when they got to wipe your behind. And so I'm saying, do not take your life for granted and do not assume that just because you think you feel well right now and you've been eating meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, alcohol, tobacco, sugar, and all of this garbage that you're well. The fact that you did not see that you should not be eating meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flour, sugar, alcohol, and tobacco is the evidence of how sick you already are. Because there is no way in hell that you should have been able to eat all of this stuff and not realize that it was killing you. Not feel the aches and the pains and the acidity and the toxicity and the heart palpitations and can't hardly breathe. And then you have no clue as to what it is. Really? And then you go to the doctors and they act like they don't know either. It's a problem. And then you have these ones that be like, well, who is she? She ain't no doctor. You damn going straight. I ain't no doctor. I don't have to be a doctor. I am a woman. And being a woman means that it is duty, obligation, and responsibility to be the perpetuator of lineages of people. See, we don't have to be licensed, certified, and degree to walk in the estate of womanhood. But it does require an effort because it does not come naturally in a death culture. And as natural as it is for us to feel a way when our hormones are raging and do the things that bring babies into the world, knowing how to raise lineages of people does not come naturally. Which is why our 30-some-year-olds and our 40-some-year-olds are dying. At some point, we have to realize we cannot continue to perpetuate a system that exalts the right for us to be out of alignment with the intelligence of our own being. We cannot continue to put band-aids on the cancers that are being created as a result of a capitalistic system that entitles people to advertise garbage to children and think that we can do something that makes sense when we are undermining the rights of our lineages to be continued in existence. And so I'm saying, if you really want to be respected as an intelligent person, then stop killing yourself. Stop running to the doctors. If you really love killing yourself, then enjoy dying. Enjoy your pain and your suffering and all of that, but leave the dang going doctors and their meds and their surgeries and taking out your body parts. And you understand, leave them alone and enjoy your death. And if you really ain't happy dying and you're not happy with your pain and your suffering, then understand that you have the opportunity to get life support. You have the opportunity to be supported in knowing exactly what to do to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified so that you are walking in the integrity of your divinity, so that you can give a living testament and a living testimonial of the glory of the victory and the triumph of the spirit and the light and the truth of the living God and goddess as your absolute reality, that you have the opportunity to do what other ones would not do, could not do. It is ours to do, and it is our now moment to rise. And if you don't have the desire to do that, then that's the tragedy and the travesty, because nobody benefits when you don't care to be who you are. It's this point of the presence of this absolute and supreme presence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We are in the realm of eternity, and we were gifted with one life, and we should be exalting our immortality. And that truth and that consciousness should be imprinted upon every atom and every cell of our being so that we are consistently renewing and regenerating ourselves, forgiving ourselves, unconditionally loving, and loving ourselves enough to accept correction and to accept the discipline of discipleship and to accept the blessedness of being honorable and virtuous and integritous in the truth of who we are. Is these points of this absolute and supreme presence. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.